The radio wave is picked up by the aerial on your car and is carried into the radio set. This wave is still a combination of sound and carrier waves, and your radio set must separate them. This is done in a little device called a detector tube. You've seen one in your own radio. This detector cuts off the bottom part of the wave so that if we follow the top line of what's left, we have an audio current wave exactly like the one we made in the studio. Then the other tubes amplify this current. And as it reaches your loudspeaker, it moves the diaphragm back and forth and is translated into a very good likeness of the sounds you would hear in the studio. Listen.
I didn't really get it.
Brought to you on WBCQ, the planet, Monticello, Maine, USA.
Oh, that's right.
Weekend fun.
The first step is to get high on some form of medicated drugs available at the corner drugstore.
Lost Discs Radio.
They're out of their minds. And there's a bunch of them.
Brought to you by Eric and Sherry in Indiana. Eric and Sherry, demonstrating excellence in shortwave listening for over 20 years.
Oh yeah, it's true, man. We're on the air suddenly. This is Jimmy Knight, and I'm suddenly sitting in with you on another thrill-packed ride of the Lost Discs Radio Show. Yes, you know how kick-happy everybody is around here. Well, that's the kind of action that we're digging, and Dr. Doc Brown is on board for it. If only he had a microphone.
I have a microphone.
Oh, there he is.
I have a microphone. Just got to turn up the dial over there.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
I don't know. Get the engineer on that.
They dial us up, man. I'm hearing your audio.
All right.
Hey, Doc, we're digging some action by a garage band out of Indiana tonight. This will be the Cobblestones.
Nice.
Right? You digging that action? A little instrumental B-side there.
You want me to do my Joe Stax impression and give you some kind of random fact about the Cobblestones?
Yes, I would. I'll throw it over to you. Well, what can you tell us about that, Joe?
Well, this is not the Cobblestones from Liverpool. This is. There was a British band called the Cobblestones. This is a different outfit altogether. I haven't been able to find very much, but you know, a good little band, good little representation of Middle America from back there in the mid '60s garage action.
Yeah, it's very good.
One other thing.
Joe Stacks on the line there. Joe, can you hear me? No.
What?
Dr. Doc Brown, as Joe, the part of Joe Stacks will now be played by Dr. Doc Brown.
Well, you see, sometimes these bands had a hard time, you know, making it, so they had to play in their garage.
Yeah. Yes.
And I really like this music, and I will talk about it. You just give me another one.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're defining things for us here tonight. You know, it never quite.
You see, that's the way it goes with this music. It's fun to listen to, and it's fun to read about.
Joe, can you hear
magazines.
Me? Joe, can you? Is the audio up? Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
What? Hello, Joe. I think now. See, the thing is, we are calling Joe Stacks tonight, and so I'm sure you're gonna have to splain yourself, Doc.
Oh. Joe and I go way back.
Yeah, way back in some fisticuffs, as I recall.
You know what?
You guys have tore it up more than once on
Let's
this.
Let's just put it this way. I won, and that's it.
You won? All right. You wish. Folks, it's true. this episode of Lost Disc Radio Show being brought to you by Eric and Sherry in Indiana. And we dig that kind of action. And these are people, basically, here's what happens. They contact us when we're on the air and even when we're off the air. And we shout back at them. And we send them QSL cards and you know, and I don't know what all and all that kind of stuff. And so as we go along tonight, you're going to have to drop it in the email, at least, while we're on. So go ahead, give it to them. And we'll let you know how thankful we are. We will thank you for giving, because next week being the Turkey Day, the holiday day.
You know, I had one of the best times of my life.
And then you can thank us for giving thanks.
I don't even know what it is.
I was in Indiana in the summer of 1998 at the Deer Creek Music Center. I don't know what it's called now, probably some corporate crap thing. Anyway, I camped out in a farmer's field for $10 and had a great time, you know, before the show and after the show and the next night, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
You got to watch out for the fungus that grows up there.
Good times. Well, the corn. There was lots of corn.
The fungus that grows on the corn.
Yeah, well.
Or on the rye plants. So... And what we're gonna do is we're gonna start. Well, no, first you're supposed to give them the email address.
That's a lost@bcq.us.
Now give them the something whole thing like properly. Lost at
wbcq dot. That's dot.
No. dot.
No, never mind. It's not dot. It's a little dot.
It's dot.
You just gotta make a dot us.
It's dot us. That's YOUES. So. And we're going to kick it off with a little bit of Ruth Brown action, folks, because it's true. This R&B singer, big, monstrous singer, you know, this chick out of the 1950s. She had like a dozen stuff in the top five on the R&B Billboard charts just in the 1950s, man. So we'll send this one out to all those folks that swing that way tonight, man.
You're crazy about love, and I'm crazy about love myself. I see so many men, it's like looking through a fine-tooth comb. I see so many men, it's like looking through a fine-tooth comb. But these young cats will make a good girl lose her home. I wanna go north, east, south, west, ever which way, as long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care. You got big broad shoulders built like a trailer truck. You got big broad shoulders built like a trailer truck. Let me run with your daddy and maybe I'll change my luck. I got to watch myself, these boys are getting out of hand. Boys are getting out of hand. They get 12 years old and start acting like a natural man. I wanna go north, east, south, west, ever which way, as long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care. Wanna go north, east, south, west, ever which way, as long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Well, long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving.
Long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care.
And the beat goes on.
I'm gonna tell you about
main, main girl. Oh, she's all right with me. And I will tell you one more time about my main, main girl. And Lord, her name is Frannie Mae.
With the free speech difference. WBCQ, Great Worldwide Radio, with your favorites.
I gotta have a flying saucer. I've been into them since I was a kid. Well, guess what? No, I didn't. I had matchbox cars when I was a kid. I never had one flying saucer. I never even pretended like I flew saucers. I didn't even want to fly a plane. I didn't have planes as a kid, and my dad very much loved planes.
Canyon woman,
Canyon.
Everybody
woman.
How about that? They're the 1, 2, 3 boys in my book. And don't forget, all these good things are coming your way on Radio Jolly Roger, your friendly pirate.
Oh, I gotta have a flying saucer. Uh-huh.
I got a rocket in my pocket. I got a rocket in my pocket. I got a rocket in my pocket. And I'm a-heading for the moon. I was standing on the launching pad, waiting for the blast. When they finished with the countdown, boy, I took off fast. I got a rocket in my pocket. I got a rocket in my pocket. I got a rocket in my pocket. And I'm a-heading for the moon. When we took off through the air like a satellite, I passed that Sputnik out in space, and then went out of sight. I got a rocket in my pocket. I got a rocket in my pocket. I got a rocket in my pocket. And I'm a-heading for the moon. Russians to the moon. I passed them yesterday. I got a rocket in my pocket. I got a rocket in my pocket. I got a rocket in my pocket. And I'm a-heading for the moon.
Kind of, what kind of dirty talk is that, folks? I hate to tell you that that's out of 1957 or so. It's Stan Beaver. Yes, the incredible incredible sounds now of Stan Beaver tonight.
Yes, Beaver.
On the show. Before that, it was St. John's Green. No, St. John Green. I don't know. Doc, you've got the LP in your hands over there. Would you, anything you want to tell us about?
Yeah, the St. John's Green, like right over there across the street. You get it?
Well, why do you think I bought the LP?
I know.
Okay,
it's
so
a little different from what the minister would have put out. Well, maybe back in the day.
Well, we've got a street right over here. He's talking about folks. Right. That we've got the local town green here in North Haven, Connecticut. The street beside it is called St. John's.
St. John Street.
And right on the green, and at the top is this
Saint
church. And the album cover here has. Can you describe it, Doc?
Yeah, it's red it's orange and blue with a dragon, a giant dragon on the front, and he's popping some kind of pill into the earth, or some kind of tablet or something into the earth, which has been
semi suppository, maybe.
What was that, Joe?
He said it might be a suppository.
I have to say, earlier in the show, that the line was a lot cleaner. I mean, our connection was so much better when we were talking about the cobblestones.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. I blame the phone company.
I think now that we have Joe Stacks on the phone for real, go ahead, Doc. I think we should have two Joe Stackses on at the same time.
Hey, it's the meeting of the Joes.
Well, I just finished off.
Well, you see, sometimes
cup of Joe,
you're like, really trying to talk, other people start talking right over you.
Whoa. And it's, yeah, talk a little bit louder.
Sometimes there's
Doc,
dead silence too.
Oh God. It's okay.
I loved it. I was laughing. I was listening to the show.
Yeah.
I was having a great time.
All right. Well,
see, Joe, you and I are on the same page. Jimmy here, he tries to get the people riled up, saying there's going to be fisticuffs. It's not like that. We have an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You
did you get the check yet, Doc?
Yeah,
yeah,
you,
right,
you two guys.
We'll talk about that later.
You two guys are beautiful. I just want to say,
the cobblestones were from Bloomington, Indiana. For those of you who like putting tacks in the map,
Hey, who's asking you? We're done with that part of the show.
Sorry, I just got in.
Well, I tell you what, Joe. Now that you are in, hurry up. Tell you, who is this St. John's Green? Unfortunately, this is going to bring up Kim Fowley again, right?
Yeah, well, Kim Fowley. Hey, Kim Fowley, you and your Canyon people.
For people
on the Flick Disc label, produced by and probably masterminded by Kim Fowley. I mean, what do you bet he wrote the whole thing?
No, no doubt. It was just a bunch of studio guys.
Now, hey, I wanted to ask you, though. This Canyon thing brings up something that I've been concerned about.
The Canyon people.
You know, you guys are broadcasting out of beautiful Connecticut.
Beautiful, yes.
You recently had, you, like the rest of us, had your elections.
Recently.
And now, wasn't Joe Lieberman going to run when he lost out in the primary and wasn't going to be a Democrat, wasn't he going to run with the Canyon Party for a while?
Yes, Kim Fowley and the Canyon Movement were championing Joe Lieberman. That's true.
He had some tough competition from a former member of the Guilty Party, a guy I went to high school with named Ralph Ferrucci, who actually ran also.
Yes, he was in the debate.
He got like 2,500 votes.
He did not get that many.
He did. He got 2,500 votes. Lieberman won by 37,000.
Yeah.
That, you know, it puts it in perspective, but still.
Yeah.
He got 2,500 votes, my friend Ralph Ferrucci. He was the Green Party candidate this time, but he had run previously for mayor of New Haven on a ticket from the Guilty Party. It might as well have been the Canyon Party.
Yeah. Well, the Canyon movement,
the Guilty Canyon Party
out in California there,
Topanga
was
Canyon.
It was sort of the Green Party of its day, you know, for potless contemplation and to groove on nature and each other.
I think it was more like the Brown Party.
Isn't that true, Joe?
I think you're 100% there, Jimmy.
All right, well, wow, that was tone. Hey, now, speaking of tone, it's time for this. It's time for a tone like this.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Did you know Lennon loved women with big breasts?
Whoa. What was that about Lennon? No, they're not talking about John Lennon.
What about Trotsky? Did Trotsky like women with big breasts?
Who?
Trotsky.
Well, you would know, Chesty. You're the leftist, socialist.
Trotsky is what he got from being with women with big breasts.
Okay. Anything you want to say about Stan Beaver and the rocket in his pocket there, Chesty? I mean, just keep on going with it.
You would know more about that then.
Whoa. Okay. So, you've got a chick pick coming up.
I do have a chick pick. My chick pick is from a popular singer, Little Richard, this week. But you see him on TV in those Geico ads, and don't you wonder, what's with this guy?
Yeah.
And then you realize he's really out there. He's on the edge. He screams his lyrics, and I got to tell you, I have a lot of fun with Little Richard.
He was punk before the punk existed, man. Let's do it. Coming to you off the Brunswick record label tonight, man. Out of 1968, and it's an exclusive from Little Richard. It's Chesty's Chick Pick tonight, the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Now, honey, you got me waiting here.
your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
Come on, Chumley. We'd better get back to the zoo before Stanley misses us.
Reggie Tennessee, how about another riddle?
All right, Chumley, go ahead.
What letter is never found in the alphabet?
Well, I know. The letter I put in the mailbox.
Yes, you should be in touch with us through the analog mail. Drop us a line at Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA.
Grab another flashback from yesteryear.
Lost Discs Radio.
They don't do things that way anymore. This is the age of science know-how. Electronal marbles.
WBCQ.
Here comes another oldie, but not necessarily a goodie.
Well, it's about time you got here. Didn't you hear me screaming all over the jungle? Cheetah, teach me how to do the monkey.
Monkey, 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 monkey.
You see, it's like this. Jane, well, she won't go out dancing with me anymore.
Cheetah, 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 cheetah.
Cheetah, to teach me how to do the monkey.
Monkey, 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 monkey.
Would you mind putting those bananas down? This is serious. Jane thinks I'm nothing but a bore.
Cheetah, 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 cheetah.
Cheetah, to teach me how to do the monkey.
Monkey, 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 monkey.
The way things are now, my tree is not a home.
Cheetah, 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 cheetah.
Cheetah, to teach me how to do the monkey.
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
You don't want me to spend the rest of my life swinging through the jungle all alone.
Cheetah, 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 cheetah.
Cheetah, teach me how to do the
monkey. Monkey, 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 monkey.
Stop playing with those coconuts. I've got to learn before the crocodile surfing court eats a bar of dice.
Cheetah, 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 cheetah.
Hey, cheetah, teach me how to do the
monkey. Monkey, 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 monkey.
Now, how would it look at me? The ape man couldn't do the monkey right.
Cheetah, 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 cheetah.
Cheetah, I know you're still bugging me for not sending you away to summer camp, but this is serious. Jane hasn't opened a coconut for me in the days. I don't know what she expects from me. How many guys do you know that can call elephants by their first name? I know 37 different bird calls, not to mention my butterfly collection. Well, I can jump off cliffs, I can climb trees, swim underwater. Didn't I give her own elephant?
Oh, really?
Dig it, man. Dig it. Yeah, dig the it. Lost Discs Radio Show is on.
That's right. You, Tarzan. Her, Jane.
Another hour of music. Power.
Oh, God, I heard myself yell. I started laughing hysterically. Only inside I didn't feel funny.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
Lost Discs Radio.
If you think this is a comedy, you're crazy.
Please tell me which way to go. I'm so far away from home.
say I'm lonely, yeah, yeah, 'cause I'm so far away from home. And here when I say, I ain't been bad, I had to leave 'cause I was so, so sad. Please tell me which way to go, so far away from home. Away, yeah, 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 from home.
Take a look at your playlist. Female solos, black vocal groups, a little touch of rock. And some of you have jazz, love songs, or oldie shows.
Lost Discs Radio.
Come on in and join the fun.
Oldie shows, too.
Let's lay some more music on them. Whatever you think is cool.
You know, I think you're going to like this record. It makes a change, something light, very light.
I'm getting to be a big boy now. I'm growing taller every day. You don't love me anymore. Oh. You don't love me anymore. Oh, oh, when somebody else talking about me, hearing sweet talk and I getting sweet love. Growing taller every day. But my time is getting shorter with you. Time is getting shorter with you. Nothing like it was before. Oh. Nothing like it was before. Oh, oh, well, somebody else wants to be steady. Hand right on the wall already. Growing taller every day. But my time is getting shorter with you. Oh, my time is getting shorter with you.
The smooth sounds of Arch Hall Jr. That's Arch and the Archers. Any fan of early 60s B-movies will be a fan of Arch Hall Jr. That's true. He had a big blonde pompadour, and he tried to have a recording career. Well, he tried to have a movie career, too, and he didn't really end up having either one. But we love him anyways.
You know, many people attribute the Arch to the Romans. But I just read this week that the Mesopotamian, the Sumerians, the earliest cultures there. And,
okay, so Joe Stacks, what do you know about?
Actually invented the arch.
Yes.
I'm talking about a time around 1800 BC.
Okay, Joe Stacks, what do you know about Arch Hall? Oh, boy.
Well, I know that I think it's a toss-up between Wild Guitar and Iga for his best movie.
Iga. We have a copy of Iga, a bootleg copy here in the studio someplace, I know. The film, that is.
His best was.
But we purchased it legitimately, so you know we'll send him a check in the mail.
It might have been made illegally, but you purchased it legally.
No, I don't think it is a bootleg copy. But there's really no way to trace these things because you know who has the rights to these things and who had the right to make them in the first place. All right, but anyways, before that, I'm curious to see if Joe Stacks can really come up with anything on this. And now, Doc, if he can't, you stand by and then give us like the fake Joe Stacks answer. Okay?
Sure, you got it.
Okay, we were digging a group called the Defiant Four, right? And it was a B-side, I believe, called "Away from Home." Now, go ahead, Joe. What'd you find up on these guys?
Okay, the only known fact about the Defiant Four was they were a band from the Albuquerque area of New Mexico.
Oh, very good.
Or maybe that's more Albuquerque, where you don't make the left turn.
And, oh, see, nice. That came that's good.
On Come the on. Teeny tiny little Delta label. And that's it.
No, well, okay, we got them tonight for you on the show, man. I wonder if Mr. Bill from Globe, Arizona has any... maybe he knows those guys. You know, he lives kind of out in that direction of the country. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, we had a postcard from New Mexico once.
Yeah, that's true. We heard from him recently. Doc, what's your fake answer about the Defiant Four?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask that, Jimmy, because
what'd you dig up on these guys?
They originally were called the Reliable Five. Yeah, yeah, and
until some guy lost his arm in an auto accident.
Well, no, it was the lead guitarist Corky Miller, and he was injured in a horrible cigar. You know those little machines with the cigar when you cut the end off the cigar, right?
Yeah,
he couldn't play anymore, and they had really been told that's it. They weren't going to make anything out of themselves once he was gone. Yeah. So they renamed themselves the Defiant Four. And just said, we're going to stick it to the man, and they put this album out on Delta, and you know, and it hit the local charts pretty big. So, and now you're playing it. See, their legacy lives on. So,
well, all right.
I learned all that because I was reading a book one time.
You were not
about the New Mexico underground.
Don't
scene.
You just come off? You just know this off the top of your head. I thought.
Oh no, I do, but I read the book about 5 years ago.
I thought like you lived it, man. I thought you lived all of this. That's why you're able to talk as an expert. See?
Well, I only lived some
okay,
of it.
All right. So we're hearing in on the email tonight from some people, folks.
What you missed there, Jim.
Wait, what'd you do?
Is the fact that Corky Miller, from the Reliant Five.
Yes?
Would later go on to work with Kim Fowley in the Canyon Movement.
Yes.
And they were trying to get the church organ to be the next big thing.
Right, and he was playing organ on the St. John Green record that we spun earlier.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Well, you know, church music's going to be the next big thing, says Kim Fowley.
I'd have been really disappointed if you hadn't tied that in, Joe. So, chiming in on the email tonight, folks, it's true. People have done it. For God's sake, they haven't got nothing better to do on a Saturday night than to speak clearly. It's Chris in East Tennessee. Sure enough, he's catching it, not on the shortwave radio, because, you know, propagation being what it is these days. Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota is not catching it on the shortwave radio, being with the propagation these days. But he sends 73s anyway. Mike in Keswick, Ontario is not getting it on the shortwave tonight. And, okay, but you know how it is with the propagation these days. And Cosmic Debris is getting it only on 5110 kilohertz of your underground shortwave. And he says if you tune it up a little bit to like 5113, it sounds a little bit better. And everyone's saying happy Thanksgiving, by the way. And then good old Brad out in Massachusetts chiming in again and was really enjoying that Monkey Boy song, as he puts it. The Monkey Boy song. What the heck was that? Oh, yeah. Harry and the Crocodiles with Cheetah. Teach Me How to Do the Monkey off the RCA Victor label. We spin in that for you, and we kicked off that set with Jesse's Chick Pick from Little Richard. All right, well, speaking of the people that contact us, we're going to go into a small set of garage band sounds out of Indiana. And who in the studio would like to tell me why we're going to be featuring some stuff from Indiana?
I think that would have something to do with our generous benefactors.
We have some benefactors.
We do. We have good peeps, good listeners, good people. You see, we do this for the people. We do. We've been doing this for the people for four, five,
how
six
long
years.
Now? That's right.
Who knows? 5,000 shows, whatever it is we got. I don't know, but it's enough to fill up one of those compact disc things. But it's all good in the neighborhood, and we're glad we can make some people happy and all this stuff. And so we put together a little montage here, just, you know, as a reward, as a little thank you.
That's right. You know, these things are unsolicited. All we ever really asked is for people to email us. And then
actually, all we ever do is last year ask for people just to listen.
Yeah, well, that's
maybe acknowledge the fact that there's a reason why we're doing this.
I can't believe that anybody ever did that in the first place.
Exactly.
And then these people come along and they say, well, you know, we dig you enough, we're going to send you some stuff. You know, and they send us some audio and this. They even make some contributions to WBCQ. And in fact, I would encourage anybody to go to WBCQ.com and, try to support the station, try to support the other programmers, especially, the secular programming on WBCQ needs your support, folks. And these people are too proud to ask for it, and they do not have God on their side. So somebody's got to do something about something sometime.
I have a friend who's a former stand-up comedian. Maybe we can get him in the show here tonight and do a WBCQ-a-thon.
Yeah, we can do. You want to do a Q-a-thon? I'm not going to do a Q-a-thon with you a-thon. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, we'll stay on the transmitter all night if they ask. Oh, speaking of people that are going to be on the transmitter, I hear the newest voice on WBC.
I don't mean Sean could man the phones.
No. Yes, and see, if Auto B Shot mans the phone, he'll answer the phone, and it'll be him on his cell phone on the other side. You know what I mean? He just calls the line and keeps it tied up, and that's not funny. Brad from Grits Radio will be on the air next week, we think, in place of Lumpy Gravy. So there'll be some Lumpy Grits next week on Saturday night at 6 o'clock Eastern Time Zone on 7415. So, man, you got to be checking it out, and you got to be supporting these people. At least write in and let them know that you're digging it. And so here we go now for some Indiana folks that are digging the Indiana action on Lost Discs Radio Show tonight. Sir Winston and the Commons. We're going to love. It's going out to Eric and Sherry in the wilds of Indiana tonight, man.
One of these days it won't be long. We're going to love again forever. I'm going to give my love to you. We're going to love again forever. Come to me wherever you belong. We're going to love again forever. Love you good and I'll be true. We're going to love again forever. I want to get ready. We're going to go steady. Share life forever. Cause we're going to love again forever. Sitting alone and feeling blue. We're going to love again forever. Life falls out without you. We're going to love again forever. Sitting thinking of
on auto insurance, and now it's possible with World Insurance. World Insurance doesn't charge anything for auto insurance. If you get in an accident, we just take over the payments on your car and sue the other guy for hitting our parked car. At World Insurance, we do business with good drivers. Drivers with a record of good driving for 5 days or more. You aren't penalized for those who don't use care when they drive. If you haven't had a serious accident in the past 5 days, then drop down to our nearby World Insurance office and see the con men who are waiting to take your money. The downtown office is at 334 Main Street, 6 blocks from the police station.
Are you crazy?
Magazine in the Indiana.
Server minutes is December. Get up there, I'll snap. But I mean, what?
We'll be right back.
Discs Radio.
Brought to you by Eric and Sherry in Indiana. Eric and Sherry, demonstrating excellence in shortwave listening for over 20 years.
Joint tonight, and it is kicking in now.
Hey! My record!
I told you this was going to be a rough trip.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's the boss on this highway, so watch what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me, I know. I'm a working for the state, I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white with my siren and screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I have all night just to keep in law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you'd better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. Driving too fast like you shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want a race, then get on a racetrack, cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. Well, I'm a highway patrol, highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Taking a psychedelic trip has escalated into a status symbol.
Hey!
Well, folks, apparently you've been digging the Lost Discs Radio Show once again. And, well, the show's not quite over yet. We've got time, you know. We're just kind of biding our time here. You've been digging it on 7415 and on 5110 kilohertz of your underground shortwave. On WBCQ, the planet out of Monticello, Maine, USA, this is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you on the program tonight, as I am wont to do. And now Joe Stack's on the phone there, as he's wont to do sometimes. Let's see. Well, what were we digging? We were just listening to Red Simpson.
Respect a man who's just doing his job.
Yeah, Red Simpson, just doing his job. He's a highway patrol guy, you know, with the right to arrest and...
he's busting those kids for DWI.
And possession and whatever. But you know, you
want to... sorry, sir, your hair's too long. Yeah, we're going to have to take
you
in.
That's right. You don't want to be on the wrong side of Red Simpson, man. He's a good guy.
Hey.
Before that, we was digging the kitchen sink. Now, Doc, you appreciate this.
Yeah.
C-I-N-Q, sink. Sink. Yeah. No. Like a sing-quang, right?
All right.
With the Determination off the LHI record label. Go ahead, Joe. Tell us what you dug up about these guys, The Kitchen Sink.
Well, now, you have that single on LHI, right?
Yeah, I have the 45. That's right.
All right. Well, I was surprised to discover they had a whole LP out on LHI called Everything But.
Hey, good for them.
The Kitchen Sink.
Wait, speak up, Joe.
Well, it was called Everything But, and I guess you know where that's going.
The Kitchen Sink.
So, you pulled that one out of your what?
They put out. They actually put out about three or four singles for LHI, and then... finished up their career in 68 with a couple releases on Decca.
Well, all right, man.
Hey, I want to go back to something.
Yeah, go back to it.
You were just talking about some kind of guy, some kind of police officer, man.
Yeah, that guy's cracking down on them hippie types.
I need to put out an APB.
Do it.
You know, this morning, I put out a couch and a chair, like a sofa and a chair.
I understand.
Right?
Like
I put it out on
Davenport?
I put it out on the street because I wanted to give it to somebody else. I was done using it.
Was it like a Davenport?
Decent condition. Well, it was sort of like a Davenport. It was more like a tartan plaid.
Love seat.
But what happened was, I put it out there figuring somebody would come and take it. You know, I got a nice weekend, nice weather.
Yeah.
Well, I look out, you know, about 3 hours later, I see a gray pickup truck, double cab pickup truck out there. I'm like, oh, great, somebody's taking it. The guy's throwing the cushions, like, in the back. I'm like, oh, good, he's taking the thing.
Oh, good for him.
And all of a sudden, I see him look around.
Yeah.
And then he gets in the car. He stole he stole the cushions. That's it.
Watch.
He took the cushions off the couch and chair and took off. I put big signs out that said free. I went out there thinking he probably stole the signs that said free, too.
Yeah.
Like, now there's no way anybody's going to take it,
right?
Because
Well, here's the thing, Doc. You're gonna have to take this thing to the dump, right? You're gonna haul this thing to the dump.
But,
so that means
it was a fully functional couch and chair. It was fine.
It doesn't matter because
we got a new set.
Doc, I got 30 seconds here because I'm gonna have to.
Somebody stop this guy. If you see some tartan plaid green and white cushions,
what I'm saying is,
who would do such a thing?
You've got fodder now to go onto the Lost Disc Radio Show forums, and.
Canyon people with their cushions. Sleeping in the desert sand isn't enough.
You've got fodder to go on the Lost Disc Radio Show forums and write up a little something called Dr. Doc Brown's latest trip, which we have not heard from in a while. So, folks, you go on our website. It's lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. And
Jimmy Knight's Lost Jockeys.
Yes. Or search it in Google, but you have to spell the word discs with a C, for God's sake. And there's no triple W in front of the address. It's really annoying, but it's lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. And when you get there, check out the forums and some of the pictures and the record labels and the stuff. And you can read about Dr. Doc Brown's latest trip. No lie. But we got to go now, folks. So good night, Dr. Doc Brown.
Hey, good night. Night, Joe.
Night, Doc.
Night, Joe.
Night, Jimmy.
Night, Chesty. You couldn't hear it, but she's like...
Louder!
Oh, what? Blow out the board next time.
What?
No, this time, blow out the board.